station from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing care. What a way to make your day. Sharing care is on the way. It's the 411. We're sharing care.
This is Gino Gardner, lead pastor of Generation Now Church, and I enjoy listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, my favorite talk show host.
You talk to me. Let me say hello to Nashville, all of our wonderful people. As always, we are totally glad and absolutely delighted that you found us today on this beautiful Sunday morning. Just nice and pretty sun coming up and stuff. Sunshine 2 days in a row. Hot dog. That's good stuff right there. It was really awesome to see the sunshine yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that has been the first sunshine we had seen in some time. It just really was nice. Nice, nice, nice. And we're going to have some sun this week, y'all. Isn't that beautiful? Most of the week. And maybe that rain is over for a minute in clouds.
Yeah, hopefully.
Dreary. Just makes you depressed, sad. Ooh. Just everyday rain, you know. So, but I know we need the rain somewhere. The farmers are saying somewhere. Anyway, it is another Sunday morning, a second Sunday of the year 2019. And it's hard to believe, but we're rolling almost halfway into the month that just really just started last week. And here we are 2 weeks in to a spanking brand new year. Did you, I meant to ask you this the other day, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
No, not really. No, not really.
Okay, yeah. All right. So when did you stop? Years ago or just recently?
Well, it didn't make a whole lot. Well, I was never one for resolutions. I don't think I've ever really done that. But I will say that maybe I probably have, like, goals. I said, you know, some things that I didn't get done in 2018 that
well,
I need to complete
the same,
in 19.
Almost the same thing.
Well, carryover. I mean, so it's not a resolution thing. It's just, you know, a timetable thing. Like most people say, well, I'm going to start going to. So most I see resolutions of people starting to do things.
Or to clean up.
Yeah.
What they messed up.
Season, yeah. That's why the gym's always packed. Well, I'm going to start in the, you know, why don't you just start now? So,
yeah. So why wait?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I have had done a New Year's resolution in a long time. Because I try to live it every day, so. When I was younger, you know, I had to strive for being a decent person, but now it's just routine. You know, I just live it and just walk it and, you know, want to stay blessed and be blessed. So that's, you know, my philosophy. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Because I know that, you know, there's too many other people clowning. So it's not necessary for me to add to it. Because we have it everywhere we look. Clowning, people clowning and cutting up and just, So, that's my route. I choose not to add to the traffic jam of insanity, to just be cool. And I enjoy being cool. It's nothing better than being cool. And maybe that's a sign of age. I don't know. But I'm cool with that, too, for sure. This, if you're going out and about during the day to around the city, you're certainly going to enjoy another beautiful day like we had yesterday. So a lot of you, I noticed a lot of people, You know, I saw flip-flops and shorts and the whole shebang yesterday. Y'all ready, too? You are ready for the spring to sprung again. You ready? I already know some people have not put their flip-flops and shorts up. Keep them on standby for it.
I know people who never put them up.
Yeah, they don't. That's real. That is definitely real. Anyway, we're looking beautiful today, 64. Sunny, maybe a few clouds might be out and about, but by and large, it's going to be a gorgeous day. 46 for tonight, and we're looking all week long really nice in the low 60s until about Wednesday when it dips back into those seasonal temps. But still, sunshiny in the city in the low 40s later on this week. But for the next couple of days, I would urge you to enjoy 64 today, 63 on Monday, and 62 on Tuesday. And we have a 40% chance for some showers creeping in on Monday afternoon. But so far, so good as far as that is concerned. So maybe we can go through this week and not have as much rain as we did last week. It just rained. And we currently are looking good in 36 degrees in the city. And we have some headlines to get to here today and see what's going on and chitter chatter and etc. Did you have a big weekend?
I didn't do too much. I didn't.
Yeah. I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just good to chill. I didn't want to do anything. You know, I had a lot of, being with a lot of family and stuff.
Yeah.
During the holidays.
Yeah.
So I was just quiet, and you know, I love them, but they didn't call me yesterday. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. And you know, we all had just seen each other anyway, so everybody was cool with that. But I just, you know, like some time to just not do nothing because we have a busy coming up. We have a busy 2019. You know, the station, we stay busy. Always, you know, got the activities coming and different things. So it's a good time to lay low. And because, you know, we're going to start cranking up this festival chatter and excitement for that, et cetera, in the coming months. We have to turn the volume up on it and, you know, talk to the artists and do our ticket sales, et cetera, get everybody excited. And I know you all enjoy very much attending and the excitement and people come into our city. So we will certainly be your source for cranking out the excitement about the jazz festival season here in Music City. I had someone from out of town ask me about the New Year's event that was held at the Bicentennial. And the question, of course, is one that I've asked a bunch of times as a resident of the city. But this was an observation made from someone not from here. Since Nashville is known as Music City, why is it only country at the celebration? And I'm like, that is a good question. And people here, when you ask it, they duck and dodge it. And give you all kind of yickety yak. Don't talk back. They just blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it would be nice for it to be a showcase sometime of all the city's different genres of music. Because Nashville, we Music City, come on, let's come on with it.
Well, who makes that determination?
The Convention and Visitors Association or Bureau. It used to be Bureau. It's called something else now. The CBC or something. They do. And I guess their funders picked music. Well, you know, could we not tell funders? Could you like colorize it a little bit? Could please? Because I mean, technically, black people aren't the only ones that like different kinds of music.
True.
Everybody does, you know. I mean, everybody's not wearing cowboy boots and skirts with poodles. I mean, everybody's not doing that. So I don't know. But that's the thing that, you know, I've always wondered that since while I've lived here. But when I had somebody from out of town ask me that question, I'm like, well, maybe one day I'll get an answer to that. And we'll see what they say. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, it took a couple of days for them to take all that stuff down there, too, you know.
Yeah.
That was a big... A lot of putting together of a lot of things and expenses, you know, that went with it. But the city's getting back to normalcy a little bit. A lot of changes, though. Things getting torn down. And
yeah, a lot of new buildings going up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, wow. Almost need a... updated GPS, you know, find your way around.
Yeah.
And I discovered that, and I'm getting ready to get into the headline, that I didn't know you're supposed to update GPSs.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that. I just thought it was automatic. Mm-hmm. And
They make their money. Mm-hmm.
Well, I experienced that during the holiday when someone I was visiting in another area. And they had been in their home for about 2 years or less, and it didn't show up on the GPS. I just thought that the satellite thing just bumped, you know, just did it automatically.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when they do updates on the computers, et cetera.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. So is that a money thing?
Yeah, because you have to pay to have it updated, even if you buy it in the...
Well, that's jacked up.
So, I use the Waze. That's what I use.
What is that?
It's an app.
You gotta pay
GPS
for it?
GPS app. Mm-mm. It's free.
It comes in your car?
No, it's on your phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I want mine to come in my car.
Yeah. Now, I would buy a GPS if Waze created a GPS that you plugged in, like a regular GPS, because I like how it operates. It's a little different from... like Google Maps and regular GPS
systems.
What's
the difference?
It seems like it's more driver friendly. You it has more features. You can change the voice patterns in it. You can record your own voice.
So it tells you, you know, where to go, or just shows you?
Well, it shows you. It does the same thing that Google Maps does, only it's more colorful. It's driver friendly in terms of, you know, trying to see how, you know, where to turn.
I want it to tell me.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can have it where it talks, or you can mute it.
Okay. Yeah. I want it to tell me, because sometimes I don't want to, you know, look.
Normally that's what I do, so that I can hear, because sometimes I'm not, when you're driving, When you're getting up maybe 500 feet or 1.2 miles, whatever, you can miscalculate where to turn.
Yes.
And so I needed to say, turn right.
Yes. Right now. Yes. Next left. Yes. Oh, thank you.
And especially if you're in traffic, you need to get up on an exit. And you don't want to miss an exit. You need to turn right.
Oh, Lord. Immediately turn right. And then go turn back around. I mean, just, oh, my goodness. But now that's one thing I do like. And I hope that it doesn't, you know, I don't know how much it's going to cost, but I'm like, and so they keep adding streets and stuff, and adding stuff, so you got to constantly do this. It seems like, is there a guarantee on it when you have to pay like
the app?
That? I mean, no, not
oh,
the
no,
app,
no, just... you mean when you have to update, no, it's just updated satellite information, that's all it is.
From the dealer?
Depending on where you buy it from. Some people buy it, you can buy them out of Walmart, you can buy the actual GPS.
Okay.
Like Garmin.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually have them on the
shelves. Well, I want the stuff that I'm paying that big car note. I want all my stuff in it.
Now, some of the newer cars,
just like real.
Some of the newer cars come with the GPS.
Okay.
So wherever their car, you probably go to the dealer and have it updated, or
well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, or the company that you know from wherever.
Because I'm paying a big fat note. I don't want to have to, you know. So, you know, I'm just asking.
So you have to let your,
the dealer.
Your salesman know, salesperson,
yeah,
up front. Say, hey, look, man, I need
this. Oh, that should be something I should negotiate on my next one,
or,
right?
Or maybe it is, and they're not telling you. I mean,
oh, I didn't ask. I just discovered that.
You may want to ask. It may come with a free update.
Okay. Because the last car I had didn't have no bells and whistles.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. You know, what you don't know, if you don't have it, then, you know, you can't know what to ask. Anyway, we have spent almost 2 weeks now in shutdown mode, and just the whole thing is just so ridiculous, but we'll get to that in a second. Let me start here with some Nashville news. A Tennessee prosecutor says he was right to charge a white Nashville police officer with criminal homicide in the shooting death of a black man and pushed back against the defense's contention that the officer had to shoot the fleeing man. During a preliminary hearing, Officer Andrew Delkey's defense team said the officer followed training when he saw Daniel Hambrick holding a gun and then shot him in the back during a foot chase in July. Defense attorney David Rabin says Delk reacted directly to all the things Hambrick did to provoke him. The Tennessean reports that District Attorney Glenn Funk said there were options available, suggesting Delkey could have stopped, sought cover, and called for help. A judge is considering whether there is probable cause to pass the case to a grand jury. A decision is expected tomorrow.
Yeah.
So there will be plenty of information coming out about that.
Yeah.
And
I saw part of that on the news.
Yeah, and Mrs. Hamburg, bless her heart.
Which I think is ridiculous for them to even suggest. I mean, anybody who watched that tape like we did can obviously see just common sense that even though he's fleeing, you don't fire in the open traffic with cars going by.
I'm just saying.
That right there, you're putting the innocent, you're supposed to be surfing and protecting, but you're firing at an open, he's
at
running.
Busy intersection.
There's many cars are going by, and you just, that's reckless in itself. That right there is reckless behavior.
Well, we'll see what they find.
Yeah, that's
the grand jury finds. We'll see. As the world turns, for sure. Also coming up in my headlines today, gonna talk about they have a suspect in Houston where the young precious baby girl was shot.
Oh, yeah.
There's a suspect in that. Government shutdown news. And, of course, your favorite president.
Oh, yeah? any R. Kelly news in there? Did you hear about that?
R. Kelly news is always at the very bottom of the list, okay?
Because they were wearing social media out all weekend and Friday. I was like, my God. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm certain. The whole thing is... But, you know, he makes a new song, they'll bust out there and buy it.
I don't know.
You think?
I watched that thing on Lifetime. We watched it.
Oh, about his story.
We'll see. Yeah. But this could be the end of him.
So he could go down in flames like Bill Cosby did.
I don't know if that'll happen, but this could be the end of his career for a while. I would never say never because there's always people who buy his music and play his music someplace.
He has
a lot of supporters, but in terms of where he was before, I don't know. Yeah, that Me Too and that Silence R. Kelly movement is pretty strong. And when you make it to Lifetime and they do a four or six part series on you,
yeah, it's rough.
Yeah,
that's rough. Six parts? Oh,
six.
Two parts?
Yeah, no,
maybe, but six.
Oh, episodes.
Yeah, you.
And you got his ex wife on there. Was just
Bay mamas too.
He doesn't have those.
No bays?
No.
Wow.
No.
That's interesting.
No.
Wow. Yeah. I'm sure there's a story behind that.
But there's plenty of women that have, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, so that's what's up. Let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Can you believe it? We actually made it through college, girl. Can you believe it? We're besties and graduating seniors. Yes! Sarah, I know you can hardly wait to get back home to see your family and friends, right?
Well, kind of. You did notice, Jasmine, that my mom was not at my graduation. You did notice, didn't you? Who does that?
Well, I really wasn't gonna go there, Sarah.
Well, I'm going to go there, Jasmine. You are my closest friend. I haven't shared this with anyone, not even close family members. Last time I was home on break, I found a bunch of bottles of pain pills with my mom's name on them, and empty pill bottles for drugs like Oxycontin and Xanax. She would be knocked out on the couch every day, not even aware that I was home. I'm really getting scared, Jasmine, that one day my mom won't wake up.
Sarah, it's time now. You and your family need to talk right away. You really need to have the conversation.
To help a loved one, or for more information, contact STARS at havetheconversationtn.org or 615-983-6803. This public service announcement is funded by the Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health for STARS Middle Tennessee Opioid Misuse Prevention Initiative.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Also brought to you by Integrity Dental Care and Mount Zion Baptist Church. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Now, before I get back to the headlines, next hour's book is entitled Welcome. You Welcomed Me, rather. Mm-hmm. You Welcomed Me. Loving Refugees and Immigrants Because God First Loved Us.
Oh, my.
I know. It's hard. It's hard right now. Hard time for hard Christians right now. Yeah. It's a hard time. Considering that.
Anybody speaking truth to power out there?
Well, in the conservative right church, I don't think so.
No.
So we'll be having a discussion today under the banner, How Fear and Politics Keep Christians Distracted from Their Christian Journeys. And I'll be having the chat with Kent Annan. He is Director of Humanitarian and Disaster Research at Wheaton College. So we are definitely looking forward to chatting with him on this particular subject today and finding out more about what would compel him during these times to write a book like this. Because it certainly does fit. Anyway, that's during the 8 o'clock hour. And later on this week on Wednesday, I wanted to mention, too, and I don't know if you realize that these are contrasting opinions at 4 and 5.
Oh, yeah?
Most definitely. The 4 o'clock book, he is from the conservative think tank American Enterprise Institute. And his book is Judicial Fortitude. And then at 5, Edgar Villanueva, Decolonizing Wealth. That one is really, oh yeah, they're opposite ends of the spectrum, yeah, for sure. And Edgar's Decolonizing Wealth, it really is, it touches on a lot of the things that have been discussed on the show over the years. And as it relates to the building of the wealth in this country, mm-hmm, and how the backs of people has been built on, and who's been locked out and blocked out, and how things have been built to benefit a certain group of people, and the rest of us have been so locked and blocked out that it's no wonder the wealth is where it is. So he, I mean, this that one is quite interesting.
You mean like trickle-down economics?
There's no trickling.
Trickle-down.
There's no trickling.
Trickle-down.
Or as they used to say, voodoo economics.
Or if we give it to the job creators and the rest of it will scurry.
And it won't trickle at all.
Okay.
It'll be like, you can't go, okay, because there was no trickle. So maybe that was some of the, I doubt it, that was the premise.
Those were the good old days, weren't they?
I don't even think that was the premise.
When they at least
That's not the premise of this book, okay? I'll put it to you like that.
When they at least tried to fool you. Now they just pass a legislation and say, here.
No, this is historic, systematically blocking.
Mm.
Not, we might give you a loaf of bread. No,
gotcha.
None of that.
No two fours or four acres on a mule.
Give me
that 2 acres on a mule back.
Zero.
Yeah. Give me those voting rights back.
Yeah. So these two people, at one at 4 and then one at 5, are opposite ends of the spectrum. So,
but that's good, because that means they'll get the people who are 4 and think that they can hang around for the next hour and get both sides.
Right. You definitely will get both sides.
Yeah. I mean,
they definitely will.
You don't stay tuned.
Definitely. Because the hour 4, he's a conservative researcher. So he's coming loaded with his.
Of course. Talking
research,
points.
Of course. So, you know. And this is the TP free zone, okay? We talking point free. I will have to take them out and throw them in the trash can.
Yeah, you can always tell a talking point too.
Because it's so phony.
They all sound the same.
Same phony.
I'm like, man.
it never ends. It never ends. It
sound
never
just
ends.
Just like they do from TV.
Right.
It what never a lady ends. From TV. Wow.
Yeah, it never ends.
Amazing.
It never ends. They're psychic. I don't know. Anyway, let me see what else is going on in Nashville before we move on into this other, these other headlines. Out of the Tennessean today, about maybe a couple dozen, up to 75 people, they're guesstimating, attended a rally yesterday in Nashville for Centoya Brown, pleading for her clemency and a second chance from Governor Bill Haslam. The rally began at Bicentennial Mall and led into a march to the state capitol with different chants, like, what do we want? Clemency. When do we want it? Now. Brown is a Nashville woman serving a life sentence in prison for a murder she committed in 2004 and was convicted of in 2006. Her defenders say Brown was a victim of sex trafficking and shot and killed 43-year-old Johnny Allen while in bed with him because she believed he was reaching for a gun. Samantha Floyd, one of the lead organizers, said, "We are here because many of us have histories of addiction, violence. Many have been in jails and prisons." And she says if she had been treated as a victim, that would be an appropriate sentence for manslaughter or a second-degree murder charge. Senator Brenda Gilmore of Nashville attended the rally in support of Brown's clemency and urged supporters to call, email, and write the governor, whose term ends on January the 19th, and that is next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. She said, in the past, he's been very compassionate about young people as we pushed education. And Gilmore said, so we ask that would hopefully spill over into the criminal justice system. So, again, the supporters of Ms. Brown are trying so hard to get her released.
I'm curious. The people, there's a Planned Parenthood in Nashville. I'm not going to say where, but there's one. And normally when I go by, I always see protesters standing outside.
You do.
And so I wonder if those people who are for life and liberty are supporting this young lady in life and liberty. I'm not disputing whether she did the crime, but I'm just wondering if there's a double standard here.
Well, no, because they don't support anything else either, other than just that particular cause.
Gotcha. So,
when it comes to, you know, children after they're born.
Okay.
So, you know, just in the womb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we haven't done any Kid Rock news in the last couple of weeks.
Not since, was it Thanksgiving, was it?
No, it was Christmas break.
Was it Christmas?
Yeah. We haven't done it.
Christmas
we haven't
break
done
or Thanksgiving?
This year.
Okay.
It was last year.
Yeah, because he does live here now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid Rock has hit another sour note with some here in the city, this time over a large sign planned for his recently opened bar. News outlets report the 20-foot-tall neon sign will feature a giant guitar in which the bass of the instrument is intentionally shaped like a woman's behind.
Wow.
Now, let's say Kid Rock was Brother Rock, okay, and he had the shape of a woman's butt on a 20-foot sign in downtown Nashville.
Wow.
Let me see. How long, too long, Lord, how long do you think this discussion would be going on?
Yeah.
Okay, if it was Bro-Man's Brother Rock, okay, and not Kid, then we already know. Metro Council approved the necessary aerial encroachment to allow for construction and installation of the sign. Mayor David Barney signed into law the council resolution authorizing the sign on Friday, but its approval didn't sit well with several council members who called the sign tacky and bemoaned that Lower Broadway has steered further away from a place for family fun. In November, Kid Rock's profane comments on live TV got him booted from leading the Nashville Christmas parade. So be booties on parade on downtown Nashville. You know, they used to have those little deja vus and all that. That little
That's right.
That little place.
Right there on that little hill. Mm-hmm.
So that would, you know, that is, that sign is meant to be provocative. I mean, if you just look at it, besides the buttocks, it is just, It'll take your mind somewhere you hadn't planned on it going.
Yeah.
And I'm certain that that was probably why he had it designed like that. So, and he'll say, oh, it's just a guitar.
Right.
So we'll see. But I'm just saying, if it was Burl Rock, what would you think would happen?
They'd have strung him up by now.
No, it would not have been a discussion. That would have been moved to the,
yep,
the trash heap with the quickness. Bromance, oh no. You shall not put no buttock-shaped signs in our downtown. How dare you? But if it's the kid, it's cool. Anyway, now this was a different twist on this story out of Houston, Texas. The tragic story of the young 7-year-old girl that was shot there. Authorities in Texas have filed charges against a suspect in the shooting death of a 7-year-old black girl. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Eric Black Jr. was charged early today with capital murder in the December 30th slaying of Jasmine Barnes. Police say they identified the suspect based on a tip that was corroborated by their investigation. Police say Black admitted by taking part in the shooting after he was taken into custody. Investigators had said the case had taken a new direction shortly before the charges were announced. And this young man is Black.
Wow.
Yeah, so they showed a picture.
Yeah, but when I heard the name, sketch. I was like, yeah, that's a brother.
Yeah. The sketch. Well, no, not necessarily, because...
But it just sounds like...
Former representative, her name is Black.
Okay.
Yeah, so that doesn't matter.
The first name, Eric.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Eric.
And Eric Black, that's so...
Because Eric's a Black name?
No, but when you put them together... Eric Black, you know, I mean,
that's a stretch.
Come on, Eric Black.
We can hear some names, okay, and no. But
when I heard that, I said, that sounds more like we would do more.
Well, they didn't really put that out, or so they didn't show his face yet.
Yeah.
So I was suspect when they didn't show his face.
Yeah.
Because normally they show him. The person being apprehended or a photo or
perp walk.
They didn't show anything. So, and I know it's early, and we'll probably see more on this and hear more on this, but we'll have to see how. And how did they come up with the sketch and et cetera? And is there more than one person involved in that particular situation? But, regardless of the fact that poor baby, precious baby, is gone, and her parents and family and community are just at a loss, just going down the street in the car. So, staying prayed up, you know, just prayed up, is so important. I got a couple more things to talk about here this morning. And I feel for also a lot of people who work for the government that don't know.
I most certainly do.
Yeah, that don't know, you know, what the future holds. You know, we can't take anything for granted, y'all. That's real. I mean, if you think that, you know, just because you work at XYZ, just don't know. Anyway, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Tennessee Army National Guard. Aired by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week returns to the spotlight again in 2019. He's keyboardist, producer, and composer Ben Tankard. His latest album is entitled Rise. Music lovers, don't miss Artist of the Week Thursdays from noon to 1 right here on WFSK Jazzy 88 Music for Music City. With the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, T. Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88. WFSK Historic Fisk University and the 21st King Day is the day we'll have our special we play our special King Day programming for you. So is it 8 or 9 that
8
from 8 to 3, 4?
It's almost, I think it's 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
I think it's 9 to 5 and then an hour of the Fisk Jubilee Singers, I think.
Okay. All right. So that's on King Day. So you'll have the music, and then you'll have, the speeches and then the music, so you can get the full effect of King Day on WFSK. We like to make sure our listeners have the full feeling of Dr. King in on King Day every year on WFSK. Now, here's how we look. Government shut down. White House officials and congressional aides are returning today to talks on how to get government reopened, though they wrapped up the first final weekend of talks without a breakthrough. President Trump tweeted, "Not much headway made today." The president later tweeted that he planned to go to his retreat at Camp David, Maryland, this morning to discuss border security and other topics with senior staff at a separate meeting. Democrats agreed. There had been little movement yesterday, saying the White House did not budge on the president's key demand of $5.6 billion to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And nonprofit businesses and state governments nationwide are putting up money and volunteer hours in a battle to keep national parks safe and clean for visitors as the partial U.S. government shutdown lingers. But such makeshift arrangements haven't prevented some parks from closing and others from being inundated with trash. Support groups say donations of money and time could run short if the budget impasse between President Trump and congressional Democrats lingers much longer. Some are calling for parks to close for the duration of the standoff. Trump said Friday that it would last months or even years. National Park Service spokesman Jeremy Barnum says the agency has reached deals with more than 60 partner groups, concessionaires, and states to handle basic tasks at more than 40 parks. Can you imagine going, you saved your money, you're tired, you got your family plan. You go to a national park and it's trash and stuff everywhere. That would be just nasty.
Yeah.
You know, the toilets and all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just just really, that's so disgusting. And not just that, but if it stretches on and during a national holiday, King Day,
it's 10 times worse.
You're going to be and not be able to go to, you know, any of the national things.
Yeah.
If you're in Washington or something like that, you know, you're not going to be able to go to see anything.
This is what the Trump shutdown looks like.
Well,
because he doesn't care.
No.
I mean, he and anybody think this is national? No, it's not. He's just doing this because it just feels like doing it. So that's why.
Well, and in addition to that, I had thought about the fact that this would mean that any and everything he never gets in this role.
Yeah, a petulant child.
Just, this is going to be...
Give me my money.
Or give me my whatever.
Well, if I can't have my way.
I mean, it's just, we're going to have to go through this a bunch.
And here's another piece that I was saying. I meant to Google how many times Mitch McConnell put legislation on President Obama's desk for the repeal of the Affordable Care Act for health care. How many times over the years he put that on his desk and President Obama had to veto it. And for him to say now, well, I'm not going to put it on the president's desk because he's not going to sign it. It's such a, if you live in Kentucky, if this is your dude, I mean,
yeah,
really? I mean, this is, I mean, really?
Yeah, he's their dude. I mean, you know, they keep sending him back.
For him to sit there and say that.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm not going to put it on his desk because, you know, the president's not going to sign this. Well, I'm not even going to bring it to the floor. But you tried, but you wanted to take the people's health care over how many times? You say,
well,
at least what?
The part that is so fake about the whole thing is any parent or adult who's had kids should recognize a temper tantrum when you see one. I mean, you just ought to be able to recognize.
This is where a little spanking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, a switch.
Yeah.
He didn't have a grandma. I don't know. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm
this
just
is
saying,
no anything. Yeah.
If I don't get my way,
yeah,
I'm not going to go with you.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to clean up my room.
You kidding
or
me?
I'm not. I mean, this is what the things have devolved down to. I'm just amazed that people who have so been advocates for certain things are now just stone silent, you know, just completely silent.
Yeah. Where's the religious right?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, that is not even a question anymore. It's like, who knows?
Where's John Hickey now? And Joyce Meyer. And
who knows?
The guy with the mega church out there in Texas. What's his name? Joel. Nothing? Crickets?
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
Definitely crickets. Definitely crickets. There's not going to be.
Paula White.
There's not going to be a response.
Okay.
There's just not. They're not going to stand up and say anything. you know, just they're not.
Where's the moral outrage? The people can't pay their bills. Friday the 11th is when they start putting in direct deposits in and things of that nature. And, you know.
Well, and if you just look at the cost of what.
It's going to cost more.
The jobs
that will be lost. Contractors and things of that nature.
Oh, it's, you know, there's just unbelievable the costs are going to be instead of wasting the money. And it, to me, this whole thing is so ridiculous.
But you know, the bright side of like this, child, if there is any, is I am so glad that Nancy Pelosi has the gavel.
Oh, yes.
I am so glad.
When you go to a knife fight, you need to know. Yeah. You need to take somebody that knows knives.
I'm glad it's her. I like other people, but I'm glad that she is the one.
Yeah.
That has that gavel.
Well, because she knows what to do.
There it is.
You know, you can't go to a gunfight with a water pistol.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to go with somebody who knows guns.
Yeah.
I mean, just you know, she just. I feel competent. Regardless.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, she's not going to be bullied. She's not going to be pushed around. She's not going to be intimidated.
No.
Yeah, she's going to stand. Yeah.
The impact of this is on 800,000 federal workers, but those federal workers have families. They live in communities, and they're suddenly thrown into the world of, you know, it's almost like hostages almost. They're working without pay. Some are having to work as volunteers. And of course, the tens of thousands of people who are federal contractors who have depended on the good government checks are not getting any money at all. And try telling that to the people that have done the job and are depending on that money. And everybody that works in the good government doesn't make big money. Because there's a lot of government workers that don't make as much money as we all think they do. The government shutdown has been going on now for close to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And
so here it is. I just Googled it. It's on Time.
It's the longest in history.
It's on Time Magazine's website. Reminder, the House voted to repeal Obamacare more than 50 times.
It was actually more than, it was close to 70.
Okay, yeah, because it says March 24th, 2017.
Yeah.
So it's been, So for him to say that he can't put that bill on the president's desk because he won't sign it.
Everything he has said for the last 10 years or 20 years has just been a lie.
That's the part where the people who are reporters and the people who are out there, I mean, that's probably why he didn't show up for that press conference, that staged, what do you call it, soap opera that took place after the press conference that the Democrats gave about why she wants to open government, and she put back forth the pieces of bipartisan
legislation. Well, that was the first thing on the desk.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just, to me, for people to sit and argue that it's a Democrat thing or it's a, our security, let us remind ourselves in this country of are we going to build a wall around our own domestic terror? We have domestic terrorists in our own country who were born and raised here, didn't come in from thinking like that, and he's supposed to represent the citizens, the American people, because the American people belong to a variety of parties.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, that is a very, very disturbing thought, to know that this man who's the alleged commander-in-chief, if you're on the opposite party, he could care less. If you have a roof over your head, if you can take care of your family, if you can feed your children. I mean, that to me, that went below the belt. I just can't understand why, you know, this some of this stuff is just beyond the pale. And for that person to be in the seat of power, to be over the United States and with the 330 million people here, and just say the bulk of y'all can starve to death and not have a job and not be able to be viable in your community is absolutely the worst thing I have ever heard a president of this country ever say.
And you know what he's doing right now? I guarantee it. While he's off at Camp David, they're over there planning staged photo ops with people who have been laid off so they can come in front of the cameras or bring them to the Oval Office and say, well, we believe in you, Mr. President. You know, we're determined to live off our savings.
But these are American citizens.
Exactly. That he's playing games with. And shame on you if you go along with it.
These are American citizens. And the facts are that he don't like us if we didn't vote for him. And I could care less if you starve to death. Now, just let that resonate in your head for a minute, because essentially that is what he's saying to all of us that are not supporters of his. It's the hell with you, is basically. And if you don't have a job or can't take care of your family, I hate your luck. That's rough. That is really, really rough. So, Lord help us. Anyway, about 380,000 federal employees are furloughed, meaning they cannot go to work and are not being paid. And 420,000 federal employees are working in what the government deems essential positions and are required to continue working without pay. Tens of thousands of employees, as I mentioned, working for contractors, are impacted by this shutdown. In past shutdowns, Congress has passed legislation to pay back federal employees for the full time they were not paid during the shutdown. People working for contractors, however, may not receive the same back pay that full-time federal employees do. So this impact is far and wide. But at the end of the day, quit using these people as a pawn in the game. For goodness sakes, quit it. It is having a terrible toll financially and otherwise on our nation. So I'm staying prayed up in 19 for anybody who's listening, who's a federal employee, who's been furloughed or who is having to work. You know, we have our thoughts and every single one of our prayers are for you and your family, because you don't know how long this insanity is going to go on. And for so many others that don't know what to do, been working there for so many years. Agencies that are involved in the shutdown include Departments of Justice, Treasury, Commerce, Agriculture, Homeland Security, Interior, Transportation, Housing and Urban Development. Part of the State Department is closed. Other key institutions like the Environmental Protection Agency, NASA, the Smithsonian Museums, the National Zoo, and of course the FCC is closed. Did you know that?
That's a shame.
I tried to file some paperwork in it. The website says not available.
That's a shame. And I want to see who's going to get in front of the cameras to be used as a prop by him. Shame on that person.
Well, it'll be somebody.
Yeah, it'll be somebody, though, standing there saying, good job, Mr. President. Right. We're with
thanks,
you.
Thanks for starving the Democrats
now
out. That's what they'll say.
Now, I want to see what happens to that person when they finally go back to work.
Well, we'll have to see. Anyway, now we're going up to the top of the hour and coming back with our book and our guest for the 8 o'clock hour. Kent Annan, Director of Humanitarian and Disaster Research at Wheaton College, will be with us on his new book, You Welcomed Me. Let's take the time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the